you talked about your performance today, 2 touchdowns. What'd you see out there?
You know, they were playing a lot of man covers. They were blitzing a lot, and you know, towards the end of the game, once they got a pretty good lead, they started to just sit back and play cover two. So we were kind of using all our cover two plays to kind of win against them. But you know, we were just coming out and just trying to do everything we can to, you know, try to shorten up the scoreboard a little bit, and unfortunately we didn't come out with the win.
Looked like you guys had a lot of big plays. What was going on in the red zone? It didn't equate to touchdowns.
It was just certain times we couldn't connect, and you know, a couple of mishaps in the offense, a couple of misreads and things like that we couldn't put the ball in the end zone. But you know, towards the end of the game, we started to see a little bit more, and we could see that things were clicking a little bit. But you know, unfortunately, it was too late.
After your first touchdown, you didn't celebrate, no salsa dancing. What was your thought process behind that?
We were losing, and you know, it's just, you know, it wasn't the right time. You know, as a professional, you kind of understand when to do it and when to gloat and when to when to celebrate excessively or something like that. So we weren't winning, so I just, you know, decided not to do it.
What's the mindset now with 3 straight losses? How tough is it to keep from getting down on yourself?
You know, it's tough, but we have to understand that, you know, there's a lot more football to be played, and you know, there's still a shot for us to, you know, to do some good things this season, and we can't get too down on ourselves, because you know, next week is another tough opponent, and we have to be ready to play.
What do you think has been the difference the last 3 weeks?
I don't know. I mean, some of it's execution, some of it's you know, just little individual things that we need to clean up, and you know, it's just, we have to get the ball in the end zone flat out. When we get the opportunities, we have to score.
What do you do now this week? You go back, 3 straight disappointing losses, a lot of talk in the locker room last week, and obviously you didn't get the results you wanted. What's the answer now? What do you guys have to change to get things fixed moving forward?
We got to just, you know, pay closer attention to detail. We have to go in and understand what we did wrong and make sure we make a conscious effort to clean up those things. We can't go in and expect things to just change themselves. We have to, you know, go out and understand that, you know, some negatives were out there, and we have to understand what those are, and we have to correct them.